This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 118, 5 ways to move your speaking score from good to fantastic with idioms.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, we'll show you 5 idioms that you can use when you talk about something that is good to increase your score instantly. You have a few days left to sign up for our webinar. It's coming up on Wednesday, September 23rd. You'll learn one hot new speaking strategy to boost your score that we haven't talked about on the podcast yet. Go to allearsenglish.com/NEW to register before the spots fill up. See you there. Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm fantastic. I'm enjoying a rainy, windy, cloudy day. Love it.
Your taste in weather is very strange, but that's okay. That's okay.
What about you? Is it still summer?
Yeah, we've had the most beautiful summer in Boston, and I'm so thankful because it's just gorgeous. It's still summer, and it feels good today. It's hot out, but I like it because it's going to end soon. So we appreciate, you know, something just before we lose it.
Well, yeah, geez, especially for you guys. I mean, you get like 1,000 tons of snow.
I know. So. Bostonians really, really, really enjoy the summer. Like, they get out there, you know, because they know what's coming. We know what's coming. Yeah. I think the Farmer's Almanac said that the winter's supposed to be worse this year than last winter. So
do you think the Farmer's Almanac is just a North American thing? I know. I'm not sure what to believe in there, but it's been around for what? Like centuries or something,
I feel
like.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. It's been around for a long time. I feel like anything that withstands the test of time must have some validity to it. I'm not sure exactly how it works.
That's a really good idiom. Stand the test of time. Ooh. What does that mean?
Yeah. So it means that it's valid because it's lasted so long, right? People have used it throughout the generations.
Yeah. So, think of like, I think of pieces of art that, you know, are really old and people are still interested in, like Shakespeare, like, I don't know, even Picasso, obviously later than Shakespeare, but these, you know, pieces of art or literature that were created a long time ago, but are still fascinating or interesting today.
Yeah. Or even just objects like simple things, machines like cars, right? I had a Volvo that really stood the test of time. I had a 1984 Volvo was my first car I learned to drive. When I was 16, and man, it was a clunker, but it worked. Hey, I mean, it functioned. It had a hole in the floor, but it still functioned.
That's a perfect first car, though. That's so
it's
awesome.
A great first car.
So we could use this idiom on the test to answer a lot of different questions. There are questions about things you own or things you are interested in. So if you're talking about, like Lindsay said, objects, or what I said, literature, artwork, you can use this idiom. Something has stood the test of time.
Yeah. And that fits really well, really well into our question today, Jessica, because we had a listener that wrote in, first of all, and asked us a really good question about what the examiner is likely to ask him or her, right? What was that question that our listener asked us?
So the listener was worried about the examiner using idioms in their questions. The examiner's not trying to trick you. Okay. Right. Really. The questions are written, in vocabulary if you're an intermediate student, you are going to understand everything the examiner is saying. And again, the only difficult questions are when you get to part 3. Okay. Yes. So part 1 and 2, all just super easy vocabulary. Okay. Describe a movie. Yeah. What kind of clothes do you like? Super easy. Part three, if there is a word you don't understand, then use the phrases that we've given you in a past episode, yes, to ask the examiner for clarification. I'm sorry, I don't understand that. What does this mean? Right. Something like that.
Right. Right. And we did a whole episode on that, guys. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and just type in the search bar, you know, speaking. Just type speaking and check out all of our speaking episodes. But we did do one specific episode on what to do if you just don't understand the question.
So, but that got Lindsay and I thinking, well, we do like vocabulary episodes, mm-hmm, and we know you guys, the listeners, like vocabulary episodes.
Yes.
So we're, so we thought of five idioms you guys could use to express your opinion about something that you like, something that's good.
Yeah.
Because you have to do this all the time on the test in speaking and writing. You are talking about things you like and don't like. Right?
Right, because even though the examiner is not going to throw us an idiom, you guys do need to put those idioms in there. Again, if you want to get that 7 or higher, right? That's what we've been saying for so many episodes, that if we want to use interesting language in order to get that higher score.
Exactly, exactly. So usually we do vocabulary episodes that are topic based, you know, like about travel or food. But today, guys, these idioms you could use throughout on any topic.
Yes. We're going to shake it up a little bit today.
Okay, so I'll do the first one. So if something is just amazing, just really, really, really good, you really like it, you could say it's out of this world. So, for example, if the question is, let's see, have you seen any good movies this lately? You could say, oh, I saw The Avengers Age of Ultron. It was incredible. It was out of this world. It was so good.
That sounds like a sci-fi.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen it, but I'm going to see it next week.
I think of this idiom also to be used when you talk about a kind of food that you have. For example, if there's a question about a favorite dessert, maybe, you know, oh, last week I had a chocolate cake and it was just out of this world, right?
That's true. I think I do use it mostly about food.
It's a really good descriptive idiom that our listeners could use, not just on the IELTS exam, but, you know, to relate and connect with people when you're out talking over dessert or over dinner. That's important.
Yeah, totally. You guys could work this in so well if you're in a place where the waiter or waitress speaks English and they could be like, so, sir, how's your dinner? And then you could say, it's out of this world. Thank you so much.
And then you have to follow up with a really nice tip.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, so do you want to do the next one, Lindsay?
Yeah. So in this case, another thing that we could say is, we can really exaggerate. And this is something we like to do in American culture. I think that other English speaking countries tend to make fun of Americans because we do exaggerate so much. And that's another topic that we could go into. We could have a lot of fun with that topic. But we might say something like, oh, this is the most incredible apartment ever, right? It's the most incredible apartment ever. What does that mean when we say ever?
Just like out of all the apartments in all the world in all time, this one is the best.
I know. It's so funny. I feel like this is pretty overused with a lot of young people, but it's funny. Yeah. It's funny. And we do exaggerate. Why do we do that? I don't know. But we do.
I think it goes back to an American characteristic of like bigger is better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why we like to make things seem more amazing than they are, or bigger than they are.
Yeah. It's funny. It reminds me of last week I was watching a documentary of this Canadian couple, and they're driving around the country and they're living in the back of their van. And I have a fantasy of doing this.
Yeah.
And so I was watching this video and I was really struck by the fact that they were just very matter of fact in describing their lifestyle. Yeah. I feel like I would have used, oh, and my bed is just amazing. It's so comfortable. And the gas mileage is outstanding. And it is just awesome. But I didn't hear any of that from them. They were just very straightforward, not exaggerating, but also not like, you know, de-emphasizing anything, but just very matter of fact. It was interesting.
That reminds me of another idiom when you, like, if instead of being like, when you are completely honest and direct about something, you could say, well, I'm not putting lipstick on a pig.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was an old van after all.
That's so funny. Like if in the documentary you're on the speaking test, you know, you could say, if the examiner asks you about your apartment and you say, well, you know, it's just a studio. It's one room. I can't say anything amazing about it. I'm not going to put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
The examiner would laugh so hard. That would be great.
And the examiner would relax and be more likely to give you a higher score. Yeah. I like it. It's a good formula for success. Don't prepare for the IELTS alone. Don't guess what the steps are that you should take. Go right now to get the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. You can download it now for free. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. What's another idiom, Jessica, that we could use to describe something that is good?
Okay, so this is another, you know, exaggeration of an idiom. To say something is one in a million. So this is, like we just said, like out of a million apartments, this one is the best. Or like out of a million people, this person is the best.
Right.
So like if you get asked about like sports or athletes or something, you could say, oh, well, you know, my favorite soccer player is Ronaldo. He's a one in a million. Nobody plays like him.
Nice. Nice. I like that. Really outstanding, really different, very unique.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something that's unique, that's special, that stands apart from everyone else.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Okay, good. And what else can we say? So another one would be, we could say that, you know, I couldn't be happier with my neighborhood, for example, right? I live in a really good part of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I just couldn't be happier, or I couldn't be more excited about where I live, my neighborhood.
Yeah. We're talking about exaggeration. All of these idioms are exaggerations, really. Because come on, like there's always going to be something that could be better. Like there's always going to be a problem of some sort. Mm-hmm. But when you say this, it's like, no, it's perfect. You know, everything is perfect. So if the examiner asks you about your school, your studies, your class, I mean, anything, you could say, oh man, you know, my teacher is amazing. I couldn't be happier with my class. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's one in a million.
Yeah. I like that because I think we need to get into a bit of that exaggerated state of mind for the speaking test in order to use these idioms, right? If we're just presenting the simple facts, what kind of idioms are we going to use? It's going to be quite boring, right?
Yeah, that's true. And this element of exaggeration will go through in your pronunciation also.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just say, it's good, or you can say, it's the most incredible thing ever.
Ooh, like it, that's,
you know,
really
it changes
point.
Everything about your speaking.
Yeah, that's a really key point. I mean, we could do a whole nother episode on why you should exaggerate, you know,
ooh,
on the,
that'd
even
be
though
fun.
I really like that. Ooh, okay. Good idea.
note that for later, Lindsay.
I like that. I'm writing it down now. All right. We have one more awesome way that you guys can really use an idiom, throw in an idiom there when you're talking about something that's good. And that is something that is
mind blowing. I love this one. This one's kind of dark, actually, now that I think about it.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, if you think of it that way. But mind-blowing. It's just shocking. Shockingly amazing, right?
Shockingly amazing. Exactly. Like, you cannot believe how awesome this thing is. So, I mean, this is huge. Don't use this to describe, like, a small thing, okay?
Yeah.
But it has to... So, it's not just that something is awesome, but you are shocked at how awesome it was.
Yeah. Thinking you could use this, maybe you talk about a speech that you attended. Someone just, you know, for example, like a really good speech, like Steve Jobs' graduation speech at Stanford was probably mind-blowing for a lot of people because they were quite inspired. Or maybe something even bigger. I don't know. What do you think?
But that's what came to my mind first also was like a performance aspect. Mm. So, and ideas. So I'd say performance and ideas. Like if you read a book and the ideas in there just are so revolutionary, you've never thought about this before, your mind is blown, you know, because you have all these new ideas coming at you. If you, like, the first time that I went and saw a live ballet performance, for me, it was mind blowing. I couldn't believe how gorgeous it was, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Or Cirque du Soleil for a lot of people mind-blowing because it's such a different type of circus, right?
Oh my God, Cirque du Soleil is totally mind-blowing. Have you been to any Cirque du Soleil shows?
I haven't been yet. I want to go. I keep hearing about it. I know, I need to go. Yeah.
Totally mind-blowing. That is it's a perfect awesome. Example of mind-blowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Over here in Boston, we have the Blue Man Group, which is also pretty mind-blowing. Yeah. It's very interesting. These guys just play with blue paint all day. But mind-blowing performances. So yeah, guys, I mean, the point is today, don't just speak plainly, right? Exaggerating is a good thing to do. And today we've given you five mm-hmm. or six idioms that you can use when you talk about something that's good, but don't just say it's good. Say it's yeah. out of this world.
Exactly. Exactly. So try and think of your own examples of these guys. We've given you more specifics about them. Like mind-blowing is about a performance or some ideas. What was the first one that we did? Out of this world out could of be this about world. Food.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. So one in a million.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. So try and follow our advice and think of your own examples. And that's how you're going to be able to use these on the test.
Yeah. And you know, do you know what else is one in a million, Jessica?
What?
Our course.
Oh my God. Totally.
The three keys IELTS success system is awesome.
For some people, it might be mind-blowing. I'm just going to say it.
Absolutely, guys. So we do have a very clear system to bring you guys to your target score. And you can learn more about that at IELTS.allearsenglish.com. You can watch the video and get into the trial for 3 days for $1. Woo, this was a great episode today, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out.
It was the most incredible episode ever.
It was absolutely amazing and out of this world. I just couldn't be more excited.
Couldn't be happier with our podcast.
Mind blowing. All right. We'll wrap it up there. Okay.
Have a good day, Lindsay. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.